This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Representative Doug LaMalfa passes away. New dietary guidelines expected and Supreme Court decisions possible. The dietary guidelines on the way. The latest dietary guidelines for Americans will say that American diet should still contain no more than 10% of calories from saturated fats. So says news reports and sources who spoke with people that were briefed on the guidelines. Jerry Mandy, Nourish CEO and adjunct professor at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, said he's encouraged that the guidelines will stick with the status quo on saturated fats. The guidelines, he said, are, quote, mostly aligned with Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recommendations. That committee wrote a scientific report for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who are both responsible for the final guidelines. Two other developments mentioned by Mandy include the guidelines likely to be short, maybe not even 4 pages, as Kennedy had promised earlier. I'm hearing this one's going to end up between around 6 pages with appendices, he said. And that MyPlate logo, which replaced the much maligned Food Guide Pyramid in 2011, is probably history. But what replaces it remains to be seen. AgriPulse will have a coverage of the guidelines as soon as possible after their release. Supreme Court may issue opinions Friday as tariff case looms. The Supreme Court is scheduled to release opinions on Friday, but no details of what case or cases may be addressed. However, among the possible decisions is a ruling on the legality of the Trump administration's emergency tariffs. The court heard arguments for the case in November, and analysts were surprised by how forcefully Trump-appointed justices pushed back on the administration's arguments. But even if the court rules the tariffs are illegal, the administration could find ways to replace many of the duties. I fully believe the administration has a plan, former trade negotiator Wendy Cutler told AgriPulse yesterday. Tariffs will remain, but she added that there could be some turbulence in the interim. Tariff rates may fluctuate over the period of time, Cutler said. The unpredictability could also complicate ongoing trade negotiations, she noted. House GOP lawmaker dies. Representative Doug LaMalfa, Northern California Republican and fourth-generation rice farmer on the House Agriculture Committee, died on Tuesday. In a statement, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said he's devastated by the news of LaMalfa's death and says he has fond memories of spending time with the California lawmaker. President Donald Trump calls LaMalfa, quote, a fantastic person and a fierce champion on California water issues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number 2 milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Indiana congressman hospitalized after car accident. Representative Jim Baird, an Indiana Republican, a House Agriculture Committee member, has been hospitalized after a car accident, but is expected to make a full recovery, according to his office. Baird's vehicle was struck in an accident, according to a press release. In a speech at the House GOP retreat yesterday, Trump said Baird and his wife were recovering and were going to be okay. Now take note, Baird's hospitalization temporarily tightens House GOP margins that shrunk after LaMalfa's death and the resignation of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Currently, Republicans, including Baird, hold 218 seats in the 435-member chamber. Democrats hold 213. Four seats are vacant. Fungicide approval challenged. Farm worker and environmental groups are challenging EPA's approval of a fungicide that they allege technically a forever chemical. Farm Worker Justice, Pesticide Action and Agroecology Network North America and Center for Food Safety have petitioned the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The petition seeks a review of EPA's November decision approving cyclobutriflam. EPA concluded when it okayed use of the chemical that, quote, no human health risk of concern were identified when this pesticide is used, according to the label. The petitioners say, quote, it increases the risk of cancer, particularly tumors in the thyroid, which is a crucial part of the endocrine system that regulates everything from metabolism to brain development and fertility. The Syngenta-developed fungicide is registered for use on romaine lettuce and as a seed treatment for cotton and soybeans. It also is registered on non-food crops like turf grass and ornamentals like Christmas trees. EPA's Cancer Assessment Review Committee has classified the chemical as, quote, not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. And more on pesticides. Well, the latest pesticide data program report from USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service shows nearly all products tested had levels of crop protection chemicals below EPA-mandated tolerances. In 2024, tests were conducted on close to 10,000 samples from 19 commodities of fresh and processed fruits and vegetables, nuts and fish, AMS said in a news release. Potato industry. Canadian rule changes are devastating Northwest growers. The potato industry wants the Trump administration to investigate Canadian trade practices after a province changed its anti-dumping duty measures. British Columbia in July lifted the price floor U.S. exporters can sell at, raising the price trigger for anti-dumping duties. The impact of that has just devastated their business, National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles told AgriPulse, referring to growers in the U.S. Northwest that serve the BC market. Quarles wrote to Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Julie Callahan last week, pressing the Trade Representative's office to urge the U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate the Canadian market. Here's today's final word. Congressman LaMalfa cared deeply for the people he served and worked tirelessly to hold the government to its word to fix our failing forests, build water storage, and leave people to be free to choose what is best for themselves. His tragic and unexpected passing leaves a deep impact on many. He leaves behind his amazing wife, Jill, four children, one grandchild, two sisters, and a host of cousins. That a statement from California Representative Doug LaMalfa's office on the news of his passing. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.